And Wade Gershner back with you on the Sports Ticket here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Joined by a very special and unique guest today. His name is Dan Mears. That name may or may not ring a bell, but if I say KC Wolf, now you probably know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Dan is also known as the KC Wolf. How are you, Mr. Wolf?
I'm doing fantastic, so thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, appreciate the time. Well, first of all, let's start with the easy stuff. You're going to be in Beloit in North Central Kansas coming up in March. In fact, you will be the featured speaker at the 2017 Men and Boys Rally that's put on by the Great Plains Conference, Salina District, and the Beloit First United Methodist Church. And it's always a great event. They've had some great guests and speakers in the past. And you'll be here coming up on March the 6th. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with speaking and talking to young people and people in general.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming to Beloit, and I've got kind of the usual occupation. When you're a mascot, you're actually not supposed to talk in costume, but over the years, I told the Chiefs I want to be able to use this as a platform to go out and make a positive impact in the lives of young people, and so I started when I first started with the Chiefs, which has been 27 years ago now, so I'm getting to be an old mascot who uses lots of ibuprofen nowadays. But I started to go out and do programs on Say No to Drugs and educational programs and character education programs, and they went over very well. So even today, I now speak at over 120-some elementary schools. I think I spoke at last year. All over the Midwest, in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Chiefs Kingdom is kind of we cover a lot of territory, and so I spend a whole lot of time driving to different places and speaking to a lot of schools and at a lot of events such as the Men and Boys Rally, and I just love it, you know, so that's what I'm looking forward to coming to Beloit, and I promise you we're going to have a good time.
Well, I'm guessing that you've probably heard this question thousands of times, and that is, what in the world made you want to be a mascot? Because I know you were at the University of Missouri, you were the St. Louis Cardinals, and then eventually you became the KC Wolf.
Yeah, this isn't one of those occupations where back in grade school you think, boy, I'd sure like to grow up and wear fur for a living. And, I never even dreamed you could be a mascot for a living. And when I went to college at the University of Missouri, I was reading our school newspaper one day, and it said they were having tryouts to be Truman the Tiger. And I thought, well, that sounds kind of interesting. I'd always played sports in high school, but wasn't good enough to play at the collegiate level. But I thought, you know what, I might just go to this informational meeting. So I went to this meeting, and then I tried out, and sure enough, I got the job. And I spent 4 years running around in Columbia, Missouri, dressed as Truman the Tiger, traveled all over the country doing, you know, men's basketball games and college football games and just all kinds of sporting events. Had a great time. And then I graduated, and my first job after graduating was with the St. Louis Cardinals. I wore a bird outfit. Did that for a short time, and the Kansas City Chiefs contacted me about a new program they were starting up, this new character, KC Wolf. And I realized I could go from doing 81 home games during the summer in professional baseball to 10 home games during the fall and the winter in football in the NFL. And I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but even I was smart enough to know that was a good switch to make to the NFL. So I came to Kansas City, and I've been doing it ever since.
Dan Mears, our guest here today on the Sports Ticket. He is also known as the KC Wolf. You've seen him at all the Chiefs games. We've gone to Chiefs games there in Kansas City. And he will be the featured speaker at the Men and Boys Rally that will take place on Monday, March the 6th. It'll be at the Beloit High School. There will be a dinner served by the Beloit United Methodist Church, and you can get tickets for the dinner and for the speaker itself, Dan Mears, for the featured entertainment coming up later that night on Monday. Or if you just want to go to the featured entertainment and you can't make it to the dinner, that's fine too. For more questions or get answers to your questions, contact the Beloit United Methodist Church at 785-738-2530. 39. I'm curious. I know you have kids. What do your kids think, and what's your wife think about you as a mascot?
My wife, I'm not sure what she thinks. She's been with me for 23 years, though, and so. But my kids, it's funny. They are now 20. I've got two in college. One that's 20. One that's 18. And then my youngest daughter is now a sophomore in high school. And so back when they were really young, you know, I was the coolest dad around. I got to go for each of my kids took me in at for show and tell back in kindergarten. And so I was like the coolest dad there was. And then once they get to junior high, then I don't care what you do for a living. No dad's cool when, yeah. when the kids are in junior high. And then as they start to get to high school, then – you know, they can't act like you're a cool dad, but all their friends thought I was an okay guy. And now that they're getting into college, I think I'm coming back around. I don't know if they'd come out and tell you I'm cool, but I think they like the fact that I'm a mascot. And you know, there's perks to that. They get to come to Chiefs games and at no cost. So
I can just see them watching a Chiefs game and people around them like, oh, hey, look, there's the KC Wolf. And they're just like, it's just my dad. Get over it. It's just my dad.
And they come to a couple games a year typically. And so they're always like, Dad, you're starting to dance like a 50-year-old. I'm like, well, I am a 50-year-old. You realize that. And so so they try to keep me up on all the latest dance moves that are coming along. And so we watch YouTube videos, and they try to teach me a thing or two. But mascots, we have no rhythm. We just basically get out and shake what your mama gave you, I think they call it.
Well, I like that your family's participating, trying to help you stay hip and current. That's pretty nice of them to help you out with your with your job.
As hip as current as I get.
Exactly, so. Right, yeah. Now this is an interesting nugget about you and being KC Wolf. I had no idea this existed. There's a mascot Hall of Fame, and you were the first NFL mascot inducted to the Hall of Fame. What do you do for a speech, and are you in costume when you do the speech? I mean, how does this work?
Well, when you get inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame, they present you with a trophy and then read a script. But no, in costume, you're not supposed to talk. So you stand there and dance around and act happy, which that's easy to do because you got a permanent smile on your face in the costume. And but yeah, they're actually building a new building for the Mascot Hall of Fame. It's in Whiting, Indiana, which is about, I think, 45 minutes outside of Chicago. And but yeah, it's supposed to be done, I think, in February of this next year. So I'm looking forward to getting up and actually seeing it. But yeah, I got inducted back in 2006, and just, you know, it's an honor to be, you know, when your peers think enough of you to get you into the Mascot Hall of Fame, makes you feel good. So.
We're speaking with Dan Mears, also known as KC Wolf. He's going to be the guest speaker at the North Central Kansas Men and Boys Rally, which will be held on Monday, March the 6th. And the event is open to men, women, boys, and girls of all ages. I know it's labeled Men and Boys Rally, but it's open to all men, women, boys, and girls, so you can attend. There'll be praise and worship by Southwestern College Worship Outreach. There'll be a dinner at the United Methodist Church beginning at 4:45. And then the main event featuring Mr. Mears, KC Wolf, will be coming up at 6 o'clock on Monday, March the 6th, there at the Beloit High School. Once again, for more information or if you have any questions or how to get tickets, because they could go very fast, you want to contact the church, the Methodist Church, 785-738-2539. Now, I would guess, you know, you're kind of a cheerleader. I mean, you're a mascot. You're cheering on the team.
I got hairy legs.
You've got hairy legs, which most cheerleaders like to shave their legs. I would guess, like, for the cheerleaders themselves, the ones that do shave their legs, they during the summer, like, or not in the summer, but like in September, October, hey, this is great. You know, we can just wear our scantily clad uniforms and it's nice and warm. And then when it's December, I think you start feeling the pain for these young ladies because they got to be freezing their rear ends off. Whereas for you, it would be completely opposite. You must hate September. And then in the winter months, you're like, hey, this is all right.
I'll be honest, mascots don't like preseason a whole lot because it's usually played in the month of August and it's usually hotter than blazes. And so, yeah, I do a lot of sweating and I don't always smell good when I get done with the game. Use a lot of this cologne called Ferberese, and that's what keeps me hopefully smelling fresh. But, yeah, once it gets to December and I can see my breath coming out of my costume and the girls are layered up, that's a good day to be a mascot.
Well, how do they clean your uniform? I mean, how do they take care of Casey Wolf?
You know what? I can get it dry clean, but typically, I've done this for so long now, I've got about 10 different costumes, and so I've got them on a rotation basis hanging in my third car garage at home. So every morning I wake up, they're all hanging outside, and I walk out, I sniff each costume, whoever smells best, that's who gets to travel with me that day. So
Have you noticed anybody?
My son picked out his clothes in high school.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, good way of doing it. Have you ever anybody like come up close to you and like, whoa, wait a minute? They back away.
Yeah, I've heard that a time or two. Yeah,
so. I bet. Dan Mears, our guest, he is also known as the KC Wolf, and he is very active. Many different appearances that he takes place across the state, not only the state of Kansas, but across probably the whole Midwest, I would imagine, because Chief's Kingdom goes a long way. It extends the branches quite a ways out. So you're KC Wolf. What are the, some of the fun things? I mean, I think a lot of people love when you beat up the other team's mascot or you have interaction with whatever you might be doing at midfield. But what's your favorite thing that you like to do, your favorite skit or act that you do as KC Wolf?
You know, at the games, my favorite is I've done this for years. I've got a spider that I found at like a costume shop, big hairy looking thing. But I put it on the I attach it to a fishing pole, and what I can do is I can sneak up. You know, as people sit in their seats, of course they're looking at the field. So what I can do is I can sneak up from behind them from the concourse area, and I can reach that fishing pole out and drop that spider right over the front of their heads.
Nice.
And you get some hilarious reactions because the spider's so big. Some people think it's a spider. I think some people think it's a bat that's flying out about to get them. But, I get a lot of I have a good time with that spider. The other thing I enjoy doing, I take a Twinkie. I'll attach a Twinkie to my fishing pole, and then I go up to the second level and act like I'm fishing for the lower level fans, and it's fun to watch a couple chubby guys fighting over a free 22, so I can dangle it just over their heads and make them look real goofy. So,
well, I understand you have a lot of fans, including Little Red Riding Hood. That seems like a unique relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the whole Big Bad Wolf thing's kind of given me a bad name.
Yeah.
And, I go into elementary schools and try to convince kids I'm not quite as big and bad as that book makes me sound. So, but, that's one of my favorite parts of my job is just, is the places I get to travel to. And I get to meet a lot of really nice people. And I've actually, honestly, I've traveled all over the world. Went to Hong Kong a couple years ago for a Chinese New Year parade, which was a lot of fun. I've been to Japan twice. I've been to Germany and Mexico and Jamaica. And this past summer, I went down to Haiti and spent a week at an orphanage down there, which was a very rewarding experience. And so, you know, like I said, I try to use my platform not just to entertain at games, but go out and hopefully make a positive impact in this world. Because, you know, I once read that if you ask a man his occupation, you're going to find out how he pays his bills. But if you ask a man his preoccupation, then you'll discover the passion of his life. Now, my occupation's mascot, but my preoccupation, what I'm truly passionate about in life, I tell people are three things, and that is my faith, my family, and using my life to make an impact in this world, you know. And that's what I'm passionate about, and I'm just blessed to have a platform. And you know, I love working for the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not only committed to, you know, excellence on the football field, but they're also committed to making an impact in the community. And so that's what I love about them. They truly, and I don't just say that because they give me a check every 2 weeks,
sure.
But they truly are an organization that is reaching out. And I think a lot of people don't see all the stuff that we're involved with in the community, all the charity appearances and the stuff that the Chiefs support. And so I'm just, you know, I love working for an organization like that.
Do they bring up these ideas to you and say, hey, we like you, we want to ship you over to Hong Kong? I mean, how does it, and you're like, oh, Hong Kong? Let me check my schedule on that one. And then when you do travel, how do they move your uniform?
Well, I pack it in a big bag and check it onto an airplane like everybody else, and then I just pray the thing shows up because mascots aren't near as entertaining if they don't have their costume with them. So, but no, I get requests. I'll have people just call and say, "Hey, we would, it was the Hong Kong Tourism Board, which I didn't even know there. I just assumed there was a Hong Kong Tourism Board, but I got an email saying, "Hey, we want to bring over some NFL mascots. We'd like for you to come." I'm like, "Hey." Free trip to Hong Kong and other paying me to go over there, and so it's fun to travel when somebody else is footing the bill for you, and so it was a great time. And but then there's some things that I try to, you know, like the trip to Haiti, that's something that I I've got this thing called Mascots with a Mission. We're out to, you know, make an impact, like I've talked about, and I think some people know that about three and a half years ago, I got hurt performing a stunt at Arrowhead Stadium, where I nearly lost my life, and I'll share that story when I'm in Beloit on March the 6th. But I ended up, instead of losing my life, I spent 9 days in a hospital, and I was off work for 6 months doing very painful therapy and rehab. But during that time, I wrote a book called Wolves Can't Fly, and all the proceeds from that book I give away to different missions and ministries and charities, and so that's what part of that money from book sales, and we've now raised we're somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 that we've been able to give away to different orphanages and food pantries and homeless shelters. And so that right there is where my passion is to be able to, hopefully go out and sell this book and make money that we can just give away and make this world a better place for some people.
Okay, so Dan Mears, he's also known as Casey Wolf. He's our guest today on the Sports Ticket. So when you're going to be here in Beloit for the program on Monday, March the 6th, you kind of gave us a little bit of an inside look into what you might be talking about. But let's hear mascot, motivator, author, and family man. Can you kind of just give us an overview of what your presentation will be like coming up on March the 6th? Give people a tease.
Yeah, well, like I said, I had a stunt that didn't go so well back on November the 23rd of 2013, and I will be sharing what exactly happened. I'm not only an NFL mascot, I'm also a failed bungee jump survivor. And there's not many men in this world that can say that right there. It's kind of a small niche I've created for myself. But I'm going to share, I was going to bungee jump and zip line into Arrowhead Stadium. It was going to be the greatest mascot entrance of all time. Well, on the Saturday prior to the game, during practice, things didn't go as planned, and I fell about 75 feet and hit some seats in the upper level at the stadium and did a whole lot of damage to this body of mine. And so I'll be sharing what exactly happened to me, and more importantly, I'll be sharing the greatest lessons that God has taught me since that day of November the 23rd. Because when you nearly lose your life and you spend 6 months just reflecting, you learn a lot of lessons during that time. It's not the story I would have picked for myself, but it's the one the good Lord gave me, and I figured if He gave it to me, I'm going to be out sharing it.
Did you ever have any doubts during that whole process that you would be back as doing what you like to do?
I had doubts on several occasions, but I made up my mind, you know what, I don't care how hard I got to work, I want to get back because I love what I do, and I definitely didn't want to stay in the shape that I was on November the 23rd after my bungee jump. So a whole lot of rehab went into that, a whole lot of prayers from a whole lot of people, I'm a blessed man. I tell people that. I've always heard that there's no such thing as accidents. They're all just incidents and God's perfect plan for our lives. And I personally, I believe that, I'm not lucky to be alive. I'm just blessed to still be here, and God's still got other plans for my life. And as long as I'm here, I'm hoping to be, like I said, making a positive impact in this world that I live in.
Dan Mears, he'll be the featured speaker, also known as KC Wolf. He'll be at the North Central Kansas Men and Boys Rally 2017, sponsored by Great Plains Conference, Salina District, putting that on along with the Beloit First United Methodist Church. Once again, praise and worship by Southwestern College Worship Outreach. There'll be a dinner at Beloit United Methodist Church. You can get tickets for the dinner and the main event, or you can get tickets just for the main presentation and program. And the dinner begins at 4:45 at the Methodist Church there in Beloit, and then the program, praise and worship event only, that evening on Monday, March the 6th, begins with the doors opening at 6 o'clock at the Beloit High School Gymnasium. And for tickets, go to the website, which is greatplainsumc.org. That's greatplainsumc.org. Go to the events calendar, and you should be able to find out how you can reserve online your tickets and get your tickets. Or if you have other questions or get tickets a different way, you can call the United Methodist Church in Beloit at 785-738-2539. And once again, this event is open to men, women, boys, and girls of all ages. It's labeled Men and Boys Rally, but it's open to all men, women, boys, and girls of all ages on Monday, March the 6th there in Beloit. Dan, I tell you what, I enjoyed talking with you here today. It's been very interesting. It's a unique interview. I must say you're the first mascot I've ever interviewed. And I'm 41 years old, so it's always good to have a first. I don't want to have a first of falling up. I don't want to have a first bad bungee jump like you talked about. But this is a good first, getting to interview a mascot for the first time in my career. And I really look forward to meeting you and seeing you in Beloit on Monday, March the 6th.
Okay, well, I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to meeting all you guys at the Men and Boys Rally there on March the 6th.